Welcome to Across the Desk, where we discuss entrepreneurship, small business, and everything in between. Hey, it's Elizabeth Plouffe, and welcome to Across the Desk. And today on Across the Desk, we're moving on to communication tip number two. And number two is all about your profile photo. And a lot of you could be shaking your head right now and saying, oh, of course I have a profile photo. You know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those nice places. And hopefully on LinkedIn. But you'd be surprised how many people in this day and age don't have a profile photo and don't understand the importance of it. And especially if this is for your business, if it's a social platform and it's strictly for your personal gain, then, you know, that's totally up to you. You can have the profile photo or not, because your business isn't resting on whether somebody clicks the link to get to your website. But for other people, especially for the business, this is a money maker or breaker. I was looking up an article, and it said that people are 14 times more likely to click on the link within your social media profile or accept your friend's request or your contact request if you're on LinkedIn, if you have a profile photo. And for your business, you can't afford to ignore that statistic. You need that traffic. It's hard enough in this day and age to compete with all the noise. And you know, forgoing something as simple as a profile photo is kind of silly, people. So I looked some stuff up. There's a terrific article by Kevin Lee from Buffer, who, it's not a platform that I use, but their articles are really good. And they talk about the different reasons for why you should have a profile photo and what the best profile pictures should be. That's actually tip number three that I'll be doing next, is how to make the most of that profile photo. But I just wanted to go over some of the places that you should have it. Biggest one is LinkedIn. And from me to you, I don't accept anybody's contact request if there is no photo. And the other thing that I'm going to be talking about in number three is the quality of the photo. If it's some random long-armed selfie, I don't take that person very seriously. And on LinkedIn, it is supposed to be a serious platform for connecting and promoting your business. So that's really important, that out of all the profile photos that you should be looking at, that's one that you really need to pay attention to. Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, I mean, you could keep going on and on. Those that have a static profile image where you are not necessarily sharing as many photos of yourself, because of course most people, and myself included, you tend to take the photo, not be in the photo. And you know, selfies excluded, obviously. So that's basically the tip for today. I'm going to look up, I've got some other information here that I wanted to share with you. So what are the reasons that you should add a profile photo? Well, people buy from people. They tend to gravitate towards more personalized organizations and businesses who are putting the human component forward on their business profiles. Photos build trust. And that's another thing with communication tip number three, is your photo can actually make or break the trust that you're building with your potential client base. If you ignore some of the tips around the best way to take a photo, you could be negatively impacting your business. So stay tuned for number three. Photos add personality. So there are opportunities where you can inject some professional personality, some fun personality into your social media profile. And I had the opportunity a couple of years ago to have a very good friend of mine, Jillian, take some profile photos. And I got fed up, and nothing to do with Jillian. She's an amazing photographer and a terrific friend. I'm just not a huge fan of getting my photo taken over and over and over. So I ended up with actually some really cool goofy shots. And I've used those quite a few times, not on the front end of my website or my blog or any of my social media platforms, but I do use them as blog content. I use them as header content because they're temporary, and it just injects a little bit more of me than the static professional photo. So there are opportunities, you know. It also does depend on your brand. It depends on what your business or service is. So you really have to take a moment to gauge what type of photo would be best. But again, not having a photo there at all, not doing you any favors. You are actually losing business. You're losing the opportunity to make connections and contacts. And so do yourself a favor. Again, communication tip number three, I'm going to give you more tips on how to set up the photo properly. But if you don't have anything right now, here's a quickie. Take your cell phone. Most people nowadays have a cell phone with a decent camera on it. I have a Samsung 7, I think it is. The iPhones have terrific cameras as well. Biggest thing, Don't put anything over your eyes, no sunglasses, nothing like that. Don't have a full laugh, have a little smile, and just have somebody in good lighting snap a decent photo of you. And then go around and take a look what platforms you have photos on. Put the new one up. So that new one leads me into the little shorty end of this, is if you haven't had a profile photo taken of yourself in the last, I'm going to say 3 years, 3 to 5 years, you need to update it. When you have a profile photo that does not match what you look like now, and you meet that person face to face, it can really set up a level of distrust. So we all change. You know, I'm over 40 now, and I'm constantly changing my hair, my face. I mean, I like to think I'm, you know, looking in the little mirror here. Not all that much has changed in 5 years that it would be too crazy. But, you know, if you've lost a huge amount of weight, or you've done something radical with your appearance, or, you know, the last photo you have up of yourself is when you were 22 and you're now 42, I'm here to tell you, people, you have aged. It is what it is. So update that. It does affect your reputation. It affects your presentation, and it doesn't look very professional if your photo is that out of date. So that's my quick tip for today. Take a look at your profile. See how long it's been since you've done a photo. If your profiles have no photo, then, you know, get a relatively decent one taken, and then, you know, listen to communication tip number three for how to get the best photo. I hope you're having a great day. I hope this has you looking at your profiles and seeing how you can update them. You can check my profile photo out on Instagram at MCV Communications, Twitter, MCV Comms, and of course you can visit mcvcommunications.ca. And if you go to the About page, you'll get to see all those goofy photos I was talking about. So have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Across the Desk. You can follow me on Twitter at mcvcomms, Instagram at mcvcommunications, or visit mcvcommunications.ca to see where else I'm hiding out.